Okay, so we left off with a few questions, right? So one question was, I was claiming yesterday that when it comes to mechira has to be in effect. Okay, it can't be like a tzuras ha-maisa. Tficha could have been a maisa, a tzuras ha-maisa, or it could be to bring about a certain effect of being an ishchan. But mechira can't be a maisa because it's two people. That's what he's saying. It's my ideacher. Since ideacher has to be, it can't be like a maisa, tzuras ha-maisa, because it's totally contingent upon the other guy. Rather, it has to be just to sell it. It's to be about the fact that you're selling it in sale is a certain kind of a monetary involved, you know, activity, and it doesn't matter another guy or whatever, and therefore you could be through a shliach. You're also selling and use a shliach. Fine. Right. So that was the first point. We had a follow-up point, but let's start with there. So Daniela asked, he said, what about Kiddushin? Because you see, Kiddushin, we said, the Gemara to have him, you know, that Kiddushin was a Maisa. And therefore couldn't be through a shliach because it's a maisa. But kedushin is like a mechira; it's a two-person action with a man and a woman. So why don't we say that it can't be? There's no, how could that possibly be a maisa? Right? That was the question. Right? Okay. So I was thinking like this: is that I think this answer will clarify things a little bit. Also, it's like because why? Let's say that's the question: why can't you have a two-person action? Why can't you say mechira is an action, but it's a two-person action? I mean, who said the rule is that actions have to be one-person actions? Why can't you have two people actions, right? Like you see, for instance, on like Shabbos by Yotzah. I mean, I know we did this; it's a little complicated. But if you carry a couch which is heavy, you need two people. It's machlokes. Some say you're a potter no matter what, but I mean, that's two-person action. So there's such a thing as two-person action. So why can't you say? It's true, if you look at it from the framework of one person, you can't nail down mechira to like a tzuras ha-maisa, a maisa, because it's, you know, it's only, so what's he doing? It's totally contingent upon the other guy who's not involved. But if you look at it as the two-person action, that means one person gives another guy money, the other person does like ba. I mean, you could delineate the terms, is that it's, why can't you just say it's a different kind of an action? It's contingent. It's a two-person action. Just because you have another person doesn't mean that it can't be an action. It can't be a maisa. Right. And in fact, I'd say that is possible. In fact, that's, I'd say, what it is by kedushin. Kedushin is a two-person action, the man and the woman. Or if you were to say that it were a maisa by kedushin, you say it's a two-person action where the man and the woman get married. And it could have been a maisa that the man gives Kasaf or is Kona the woman, and they're personally involved in doing this personal action of a Kenyan, of a Kasaf, Starbia, whatever. Ah, so then the question is, so now where's the whole idea? So now we lost our idea. So maybe it's because, it's just to tweak what we said yesterday, but it's because, see, in Tvicha Mechira, there are the two people, let's say I sell it. So the two people are very different because vis-a-vis me, the ganav, it's an avera, but vis-a-vis the other guy, the buyer, it's just a regular buying. You know what I mean? So you can't say the avera, whose avera? It's my avera. It's not his avera. He's just an innocent bystander. I mean, look, he shouldn't participate, whatever. But intrinsically, it's not his avera. He's not doing anything. He's just buying a shor. So it's an avera for me because I'm the ganav and I'm like furthering my gneva. So you'll say is that the maisa of mechira, you can't say is like a two-person maisa avera. It's not a two-person maisa avera. He has nothing to do with avera, the other guy. So in other words, in kedushin, it's a two-person maisa mitzvah because they're both involved in the kedushin and they're involved jointly in producing kedushin in the maisa mitzvah. But in mechira, there's tficha, I stole the thing and now I'm selling it. Now you can't say it's a two-person maisa avera. It's not a two-person maisa avera. He has nothing to do with avera. He's just involved in selling, and I'm involved. For me, it's avera. So if you were to be a maisa avera for me, it can't be a maisa avera because I'm only one party and I need the other guy, and it's totally contingent on the other guy. You can't say it's a two person maisa avera because it's nothing to do with avera vis-a-vis him. So how do you have the avera of a mechira elamai? It's not a tsuras maisa, but it's to sell it. It's to bring out the effect and that monetary phenomenon of a sale, and I sold it. So it's not as a, so that's just an effect, but that I can do through shliach also. And that's the same as yesterday. Yesterday we just, I'm just changing this a little bit. Yesterday we said is that it can't be a maisa, like a mechanical maisa of error, because it's a, because it involves another guy. So maisa has to be like a one person, and one person is doing a certain maisa. Here it's totally contingent upon the other guy. So therefore, I said yesterday that since it can't be a maisa, it has to be the effect, to bring about the effect of it being sold, in which case you could use a shliach. So, but now the only question, so that was what we said yesterday. But now Daniel's question is, but you could have a two-person maisa. You could have a two-person maisa. Like a kedushin, you see, you might have me, that was a maisa, and it was a two-person maisa. So he's questioning my premise that mechira couldn't have just been a maisa with two people. So I'm saying is, no, you, I'm not saying you can't have a two-person maisa, where the conceptual nature of the maisa is partaken of by both participants. So it's a two-person maisa mitzvah. Kedushin is where a man and a woman mutually are involved in a maisa mitzvah of kedushin. But you can't say mechira is a two-person maisa avera. Maisa avera, I mean, that's his character. It's a maisa avera. So you can't say it's a two-person maisa avera because the second guy has nothing to do with the avera. It's not to do the avera for him. So he's not the avayan, I'm the avayan. So it has to be an avera for me. But avera for me, it's only like the acher. It's like it's, it can't be defined as a maisa. How is it a maisa avera? What am I doing? It's a maisa avera. It's considered what he does, and he's an innocent bystander. He's just doing whatever he could do whatever he wants. So, but my maisa, if it's my maisa avera, it has to be defined within myself. What I'm doing is a maisa avera, but it's not true. I can't do. I'm not doing maisa avera. It's only maisa avera through his say so or his agreement, and he's not involved in that avera. So you have to say it's because I'm selling it. It's not like a maisa. There's no physical action of the thing. It just means that you can't sell it. So to sell it is you can't bring about the effect. So you stole it and then you bring about the effect of it being sold. So then you can do the shliach also. Maisa of the selling. There's no maisa of selling. There's no physical maisa of selling. Because it's a half of a maisa. It's not a maisa. Maisa has two parts to it. You can't say there's the maisa of the selling. You could say I've brought about the effect of the sale. I'm the seller. I brought about that effect. But the as a mechanical action, it's a two-party action. Now, it's a two-party action of transferring the thing. Now, if the other guy has nothing to do with Avera, you can't say it's a Maisa Avera of transferring, because it's not a two-person Maisa Avera. See, on Shabbos, both people are also on Shabbos. Or in Maisa of Good, so it's the two people doing the Malacha Shabbos. Or in the Kedushin, two people are involved in the Maisa Mitzvah of Kedushin. But here, the other guy isn't involved in the Avera. So it can't be a Maisa Avera of transfer. It's not a transfer of Avera, because transfer is two parties, and the other guy has nothing to do with it. So you'll have to say that it's not the Maisa that you're doing, but the idea is if you steal it, you can't sell it. And selling it is an effect, that you can't cause this object to be sold. So it's not then there's the idea of the seller. I'm bringing out that effect. Now, it happens to be there's another guy there, but he's not insofar as the effect of selling it, I'm the seller. I mean, if it's a mechanical action, you can't put him out of it. It's one mechanical action, and I can't do the mechanical action. But as an effect, as I'm involved in the monad, I can't be the seller. I can't sell it. So I'm selling it and bringing out the effect. It could be the same effect with the shlich or not. It's good because, so what's good about it is just like, there was like a nagging question in the back of my mind. It's like, well, what do you mean, why can't it be a two-person action? I didn't really have, it's kind of just ignoring that, But the question shows you could have it, and you could. It's just that here, it doesn't, a two-person action can't be that they're both partaking of it because they don't. One of them isn't a varachi of the whole quality of the action, so you can't say two-person maisa vera. Yeah. Okay. So let's go further. So now the question is now to Johnny's question. I think I want to do that now, and I guess we have to always get to all these limudim, but I think maybe they're related. I think maybe they're related because I realize that I don't know if the machlokas is going to pan out the same way because everyone we're saying now agrees. The mechira really, in its own right, is an effect. But just because it's an effect doesn't mean, that's what he said yesterday, that just because it's an effect doesn't mean the Torah is going to allow shlichus, because normally the Torah doesn't allow shlich b'dvar avera. Doesn't allow the shlich b'dvar avera. So how do you know? Just because you say it's an effect, so who's to say it's going to allow shlichus? But the hekesh means it's a comparing, saying just like mechira is an effect, tvicha is also an effect. What's the nafgamin of saying they're both effects? The only reality must be that it's saying you can use shliach. So otherwise, it's a meaningless thing. Okay, fine. It's about the facts. What's the matter halachically? The teaching that you can use shliach. Fine. So Johnny's question was, but why? So it must be you have to say that's what it's teaching you, that you can use shliach. But what's the idea? Because in general, you have a rule of ain shlich dvar avera. Kol dvar kula ain shlich dvar avera. Torah doesn't posit shlichus by avera. and you have an exception. We had an exception of Mi'ilah, because Mi'ilah is not really Avera, it's the reverse of Truma, and it exists in the world of Kachim. Fine, that was an exception. And you had Shlichus Yad, also is an exception, because it's just the realization of your Machshava, it's not a real Maisa. Whatever, another thing. But the question is, what's the sense of the exception of the Tzvichu Mechira? Why should Tzvichu Mechira work through Shlich? If in general, when you say, they're right, they're talented, they're Mishomim, you shouldn't say it here. So what's the concept? Okay, so something like this is that maybe we have to re-understand. Oh, they're gone? 20 seconds?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so we have to, by the delay, they'll get it. Okay, so you have to rethink about Tzvicha Mechira. Okay, so it's not pshat that you have one Avera is Gneva, and then you have another Avera is Mechira, or Tzvicha. Okay? Rather, it's like the Tzvicha or Mechira is almost, in a certain sense, like qualifying or the culmination of the Gneva. Okay? It defines the Gneva. Okay, hold that thought for 1 second. Let's say, for instance, you look at Tzvicha as a Maisa Avera, right? So what, and you have a Kenas for Tzvicha and Mechira, right? Now, what is, Tzvicha and Mechira are two totally different Maisim. Isn't it funny that you have one institution where they're two totally, like if it's a Maisa Avera, you have Maisa Avera of Mechira, Maisa Avera of Tzvicha, I mean, they're two totally different things. It's funny that they're just part of one and the same, like one Halacha, one Maisa. I mean, if it's Maisa, regular Maisa Avera, then what is the, they're just two totally, they're distinct, they're two totally different things. I think so. I mean, that's otherwise it wouldn't really be Sheikh Laravera, right? But that was what we talked about yesterday, right?
Right.
I mean, it must be also for the guy himself.
Right.
So otherwise it wouldn't be Laravera altogether. But the thing is like this, and I think, for instance, but that's what I'm saying, is I don't think, there's no Maisa Avera of, it's not an Avera of Mechira or an Avera of Tzvicha. If it were, then you'd say in Sheikh Laravera, and that's it. But the Avera is Geneva. But you could do Geneva, you could basically take over his object of Tashmish. You steal his car, and you drive it around or whatever. Like you take his cow and you use it and you work with it and you whatever. And then there's a Geneva where you take his object and you unload it. You get rid of it. It's like a certain type of a thief, like a chop shop. You know, you steal a guy. You can steal a guy's car and drive it around, or you can steal a guy's car and chop it up and break it into little pieces and make it non-existent. So it's like the Ram talks about. He says philosophically, it's worse when you break it up because it's easy to get. It's worse in terms of society because you could get away with it. That's why a guy does that. You just basically, if you steal a guy's animal or his car, so basically they'll track down the car. They have the VIN number, they have whatever, they have ways to track it down. But you chop it up, you bring it to the chop shop, forget about it. It's untraceable. So the Ram says, like, different onshim, kanas, is one factor in kanas is based upon deterrent, how much you need a deterrent. So since it's very easy to get away with, so it needs more of a deterrent. That's in the Mora. But the idea is that when you basically, if you steal a guy's animal, so you could unload it, either by selling it, or by rendering it into basar, in which case it's not as that, it's not an animal anymore, it's just a piece of meat, like any other piece of meat. So there's a mechira. So the kenas is that if you do stam geneva, the kenas is kefal. If you do a geneva, and the geneva culminates in you unloading the thing and you getting rid of it, then that type of a geneva is chayv dal vehei. But it's like the dal vehei is not for the maisa tvicha or the maisa mechira, the two different maisim. It's for the quality in the Geneva which emerges through the Tzvicha or Mechira, and that quality could exist through both of them equally. It doesn't matter if it's Tzvicha or Mechira, the different Maisim, but they both basically are stealing and unloading. As in unloading, it could be where you simply either render the Chatzah non-existent or you get it out of your Ashas. You sell it. Only by a Shar, for a Shar and Zap, but whatever. Forget about that. Fine. So now I'll prove to you. It's interesting. It's the Rambam in the midst of the Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvot Aseh Reish Lamitas, Shenistavinu Bedin Hagonev. Okay, that it's the mitzvah of the Din Haganav. So Mitzvot Aseh, the Din Haganav. Namely, what about the Din Haganav? Shenigva Mimenu Tashlume Kefal, that you collect a Kefal. O Tashlume Avichamisha, or for in a Dalvahei, O Nargenu and Bob Machteras, or if he comes in the middle of the night, breaks into your house, you kill him. own him karenu, or you sell him if he's an eved ever, you know, if he can't afford it. Kol shel davar kol onshei aganav kemoshe be'arkasav. So basically, all the onshim for aganav. So aganav has four different onshim, four possible onshim. Either kefel, if it's the animal is stealing chiyadav behei, or you kill him if he's basically breaking in, or if you sell him if you can't afford it. Which is interesting. It's interesting altogether. I mean, it's, well, how's that one? They're four separate things, you know. But apparently, it's nichlal. They're details of the din aganav. So that's what I'm saying. Is tficha mechira is not for the maisa tficha, the maisa mechira, but it's for a type of geneva. The tficha mechira renders it a certain type of a geneva. But the dal vehei is, and you could see it from the fact, like it says, it's tachas. It says arbatzon tachas hashor vechamishatzon tachas hasa. So it's tachas hashor, which means it's like. Tachas Hashor means for the shor, which you stole. It's for the replacing, for the replacement of the shor. So that means, what do you mean Tachas Hashor? For stealing it. So in other words, the Tachas Hashor, Tachas Hashor means that it's, you're paying the 4 and 5 for the stealing. For you took the thing, and you, as a payment for what you took, you have to pay 4 or 5. It's not for the Maisa Ganeh, Maisa Tzvicha, for the Maisa Mechira. And again, that's why it doesn't matter whether they're two different maisim. If a regular maisa vera, you can't unify to the two totally different maisa vera. But the idea of tichel mechira is the maisa is rendering a certain type of a geneva. Ah, so if that's the case, you with me so far? Okay. So if that's the case, so then you could say that that's why shliach works. Okay, that's why shliach works. Because ein shel dvar vera means if you have a maisa vera, so the Torah is saying this is a ma'is avera. So this is now by a ma'is avera. The Torah never said shliach. Okay, and this is a avera. I didn't posit that shliach is by an avera. But here, it's really the ma'is avera is the geneva. The tzvicha mechira is just a qualifier of the geneva. Okay, just qualifying the geneva. Oh, so by that, so if I steal it and then unload it using my shliach, then I've also done that kind of a mechira. Whereas it doesn't matter if I do the action of the mechira, because it's not the maisa. See, if it's a maisa tficha, which is bad, the Torah doesn't like that maisa. So then you say, well, you have to do it for yourself, and the Torah doesn't allow a shliach to do that maisa for you. But since the value of the maisa is purely as it sheds light on the geneva, that it's a geneva of unloading, so I did a geneva of unloading. I sold it and unloaded it through my shliach. So it's the Ma'isha the Avera is by a Ma'isha Avera. Here the Avera's value is, it's really a qualifier of the Geneva, and it serves to qualify it in the same way, whether it's the Shliach or not with the Shliach. It's not a Ma'isha Avera per se. It's an Avera, it gains its strength from its being coupled with and its reflection on the Geneva. And therefore, it's as long as the Geneva was Begufo. You can't use the Shliach for the Geneva, but you did the Ma'isha Avera Be'atzmo, and you've completed it through unloading it.
Could imagine the law.
Yeah, right. You could. Right. I'm still saying you could have imagined. Still, the Torah would have said, "Look, it's avera and doesn't allow shlichos." But what I'm saying is that it makes sense by this institution that the Torah should have exerted a concept to exclude it from the general principle of ancient Eldar avera. That here, and you can't learn. This is an exception. This is. You could, in theory, you could have said, well, since it does with this Avera, you see, you would have been able to universalize, not take some on Kachan. So you still could have said not, but I'm giving a sense of why it should be that there's the Torah probably made an exception here. But if ultimately, you need a limud to teach me that the Torah did make the exception, because you could say it's true that it's qualifying the Geneva, but it's an Avera, and it's qualifying it through the Avera, through continuing the Geneva, through Tvichar Mechira, and therefore you could say the Torah didn't recognize Shlichas. But the saying is, but Torah did allow shlichus because since it still ends up being the same type of an avera, still type of a geneva if you do with a shliach, so the Torah may recognize the institution of shlichus here. You know, so I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm just speculating here, but I mentioned before the Rambam in Meila in Zion Beis, I think he says a big problem. Is that there's an ain't, he says there's ma'ila there's shliach dvar avera, but he says but the klal is that there's ain't shliach dvar avera, the klal v'chol haTorah kula. He says v'chol haTorah kula ain't shliach dvar avera ela b'me'ila levada shlei sarv ma'isar acher. So the klal Torah kula is not ain't shliach dvar avera except for me'ila alone levada. Well, whatever, except for me'ila. So the question is, they all ask, if you look in the Frankel, there's like 70, 50 at least, Achron, everyone talks about this Rambam. Because it's not true. It's not the only exception. There's also Tvicha Mechira, and there's also Shechas Yad. So what do you mean? What's what I'm talking about? But I'm just wondering if it's a little bit different, the nature of the exception of Me'ila versus the nature of the exception of Shlichas Yad and Tvicha Mechira. Because Sibai Me'ila is a Maisa Avera. It's a Maisa Avera, independent of anything else. It's a some Maisa Avera, and the Torah recognizes Shlichas there. Because of the Truma, whatever. But the bottom line is, Torah is saying, this is a Maisa Avera in its own right, and it's Me'ila Shlichas. And it allows Shlichas. But for instance, here, it's not really, Tvicha Mechira isn't a regular Maisa Avera. It's Avera, but it's the culmination of the Geneva. And the reason why it's allowing Shlichas is because of the nature of Tvicha Mechira is like a furtherance of, it's not a Maisa per se. It's the Maisa insofar as it reflects back on the Geneva. But that's the fact, yeah, logically. Right, and so it's halachically, Tzvicha Mechira isn't like a regular Maisa Avera. It's the qualifier. It's an Avera insofar as it qualifies the Geneva. And I'd say, and by Shlichas Yad, we also said something like that, which was that in Shlichas Yad, the real Geneva, or Gzela, was in your Machshava. Was in your Machshava, if you remember. And the Maisa was just culminating the Machshava. It was the realization of your Machshava. Whereas the Gazlan, the Maisa is just the real Gezeila is where you give up your Shmirah. But it's just that it had to be realized through a Maisa. That's why the Torah allowed a lesser Maisa. Because the Maisa's role is really, the real Geneva Gezeila is where the guy gives it up, but it just had to be realized. So the Torah allows for a lesser Maisa. You know what I mean? But that's because that's not like a full, like a normal Maisa Avera. Whereas the real Avera, in a certain sense, is the, in Gezeila, is the Das, is the Machshava, and it's an Avera as, the realization of something other, of the Machshava. And by Mitzvah Nechira, it's the Maisa, which is the realization of the Gneva, of rendering the Gneva of a certain type. So it could be the Rambam is saying, I mean, yes, you have to look further into this, but it could be the Rambam saying, the only real exception to the rule by a real Maisa Avera, where the Torah allows Shlichas, is Me'ila. You know what I mean? So I'm just, you know, I just noticed that it's a little different, and those two are similar, and that's just, so I'm just saying, maybe that's not what it means. But you have to look. I mean, I'm sure a lot of guys talk about it, but it's different. I know, so I'm not answering the question fully, because still, bottom line is, it is still Shlichus, it's still the Varvera. And you could, it is, I'm not saying it's not the Varvera, but it's different. I'm just noticing a difference. That's why I'm just opening up, you know. But it's still, I mean, what's what I'm doing? Why not include those also? Yeah, okay. Now, I'm just going to take the Limudim quickly. I think the Limudim might, I don't know the Machlokes Limudim, but the different Limudim, but like one of the Limudim is the Tvacho O Mechara. So O, it says, is a Riboy, right? O tells you even through a Shliach. So it could be like, I'm just saying, like in the Pasuk, O Tvacho O Mechara is pointing to the fact that there are choices. You know, O is like either Tvicho or Mechira. And I think that's significant in the, that's why I made a point in the beginning, but it's significant that you have choices, because how do you have one Avera which has two choices? So it's two totally different Maisim. But the answer is because the choices are really because their value is as they relate to the Geneva, and therefore they relate to the Geneva in the same way. So the fact of the choices is pointing to this quality in the Avera of Tvicha Mechira, that it qualifies the Geneva, and therefore when it used an extra word, that itself doesn't prove it, but when it used a riboy in the word stating that part of the pasuk, it points, since it's really, it's pointing to that, since be marbe something in this spirit, no, since they really are not averos in their own right, but they're averos functioning for the Geneva, therefore, you're marbe something. What do you marbe? That it doesn't need to be a maisa avera per se, but it could be through a shliach. Whereas that word in the pasuk relates to this idea. And I think the other one, which is tachas, also does. Because chamish etzon tachas ha-shor, avatzon tachas ha-seh, I may have the wording wrong, but tachas ha-shor means that it's really compensation for the shor which you stole, or the seh which you stole. So I think it means it's showing that the knas, and all that is not for the, this one, you could learn differently, but I'm saying it's not for the the shechting it or for the selling it, but it's for the stealing of it. Tachas ha'sha means for this is in place of this the thing which you stole. So that indicates that the dal v'hei is based upon the geneva, and it's just that the fichor mechira activates or changes the chira of the geneva. What you have to pay tachas ashore now is not kefal, but it's all v'hei, but it's still tachas. So the extra tachas, I'm saying again, the extra word is strategically in a word which points to the nature of the svichar mechira. So I'm just saying this. The way I'm learning now is just there are three different limudim, and I'm sure there may be subtle differences between the concepts, but I haven't discovered that. I don't want to get into it. But I'm just saying that they're all related. They're all shayach to this idea.